let us start with the fact that when the United States was doing their report this year, they did not contact a single member of this ministry or the Ministry of National Security, nor did they speak to any of the high officials in charge of human trafficking in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. In fact, at the time when the U.S. was here doing their report, our human trafficking experts were in Barbados at a U.S.-funded event on human trafficking. So when they came here to talk to Vincentians about human trafficking, our experts were in Barbados at something they funded, learning about human trafficking. Now, one thing I found interesting in the human trafficking report was that when you read the reports, every country except St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the report says this is where the people are coming from, the trafficked people, or this is where the trafficked locals are going to. It says it for every single country in the Caribbean except St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You can read them yourself or you can take my word for it. You cannot brand a country as being on a watch list, on being close to relegation, and you yourself can't tell me where these human trafficked people are coming from or where they're going to. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is the only report in the Caribbean that does not have that information. Yet we are on the tier 2 watch list.